Hello, everyone, and welcome to 10 Minute Match Day, your last minute final word podcast out every Penrith Panthers game day and presented by the Western Weekender. I'm Troy Dodds. Nathan Taylor is with me. Happy match day, Nathan.
Happy match day, Troy.
Whether you're on your way to the game, preparing to watch it on TV, or you've just woken up and you're excited about the match, we are here to get you in the footy mood. A big thanks to our match day sponsor this week, Drink West. Watch Panthers games live and loud at Drink West Brewery. You love a Drink West, Nathan?
Love them. Got them some beside my desk, actually, Troy.
You do indeed. that says a lot about Nathan, but also they've got the Nathan Cleary version of Drink West too.
That's
very,
it,
very
yeah.
good. You can still get those. All right, let's get straight to the match rundown. It is the Panthers and the Eels in round 2 of the NRL. The Eels coming off a big win over the Bulldogs. The Panthers an 8-0 loss to the Melbourne Storm. This one is at Bluebet Stadium tonight, Friday the 15th of March at 8 o'clock p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Nathan, this is a pretty crucial game. There's no way the Panthers want to be none from two.
Yeah, it is crucial. It's only round 2, but how good is it to have a Battle of the West to sort of kickstart Penrith season at home? I don't think we've had one of those for a while, so it's really exciting for everyone to get out there tonight. It's going to be a sold out crowd, so make sure you get your parking spots early, and hopefully Penrith can bounce back, because they definitely need a win. It's been a while, right?
Where do you park when you
oh, I don't want people to steal my spot, yeah. But it's around the Nepean Village precinct.
Oh, I'm sure they're thrilled that you parked there.
I pop in on the way home to, you know, just to say that I was there, you know, to qualify.
Yes, okay. Well, my mate and I, Captain Morgan, of course, we don't drive to the Panthers.
No, you just
games.
Walk from your palace, yes.
Yes. All right, so, I think the big stories of the week in terms of the team list, of course, are a couple of key returns for the Panthers. Mitch Kenny coming back at hooker, of course, after that 1 week suspension, and Scott Sorensen returns from injury as well. They were pretty two big ins for the Panthers. They were missed last week.
Yeah, definitely huge ins. I think Mitch Kenny will be very keen to put in a big performance after he missed last week due to suspension. And Scott Sorensen, we haven't seen him for a while either. He didn't play in the World Club Challenge, so I think Penrith really have missed his sort of style of play there in the back row. So it's great to have Scotty back in the team.
Certainly no panic stations from the Panthers, but that 8-0 loss to Melbourne. I think I read a stat that no team has been held scoreless in round 1 and gone on to win the Premiership.
Oh, okay. Well,
but that doesn't really matter, because Penrith have broken every record before them in recent times. But what were your thoughts out of that game? Any concerns for you?
I'm not saying it was concerning. It was annoying, obviously, not being able to get over the line and to score. You know, you don't want to see a nil score line at the end of a game for your team. I think it's been a while for Penrith, that's happened to. So, not concerned, but I would like to see a win. After the World Club Challenge loss and then Melbourne down there, you really want to see them sort of bounce back and start to get some rhythm and get a roll on here, because you don't want to fall behind the pack and lose too many games early.
Let's talk about the storylines attached to this one. And I think just the general Penrith-Parramatta rivalry is probably the key storyline of the week. And also people bringing up that stat that Parramatta have had the wood over Penrith in recent times in the regular season. Mm. In fact, I think you have to go back maybe to 2021 to find a regular season victory by Penrith over Parramatta. Wow. Now, of course, Penrith have won when it has mattered most, the semi-finals in 2021 and the grand final in 2022. But the Eels do seem to get up for a clash against the Panthers.
Yeah, well, speaking to some of the players at training earlier this week, and they're aware of the stat, and they're aware that for some reason, the Eels do manage to get up for games against the Panthers. That's what it is. Comes down to, I think, Parramatta just for some reason, I don't know why, it's the Battle of the West, but they want to beat Penrith badly no matter what time of year it is. And I think that goes a long way into why the results are going Penrith's way. But they've said to me, the players, I spoke to Moses Leota and Isaac Tagor yesterday, and they both said that, you know, we're up for it. We always are up for it, but more so tomorrow, tonight, sorry.
Indeed. The other storyline, of course, through the week was the re-signing of Isaac Tungo to a big deal. Penrith put a bit of priority onto that, given he wasn't off contract until the end of next year. But that's a big re-signing for Penrith and a good boost heading into this one.
I guess it's good in a way that we don't have to have this Isaac Tungo you know, contract situation going on next year and in the off season when he comes off contract in November, like we have seen the last few months with Jerome and that sort of thing. So they've tied him down early. They know he was probably going to be in hot demand by other teams. So that's really good to see. Bit of a surprise considering there's the three players that the club's in negotiations with currently, and then out of the blue they've re-signed Isaac. But a good move definitely by the club.
Just talking of that, Taylan May, of course, we don't know what's happening there, but Peter Lang's got some great insight in Lang on League this week, so make sure you pick up your copy of Extra Time or head to westernweekender.com.au to read that. It is half time. Open your drink, West, Nathan. Half time thanks to Drink West. Watch Panthers games live and loud at Drink West Brewery. All right, let's get into your inside word, of course. As always, you're out at training during the week. What did you think the vibe was there, and what did the key people have to say?
Yeah, look, the players, they certainly came in looking relaxed and ready for the big game. Isaac Tungo, he was over the moon, signing that big deal earlier in the day and getting to talk about, you know, how much the club means to him and how he would have stayed for anything. So maybe Penrith didn't need to offer that much. But
I saw that quote and I said, I don't think that's 100% true, but yeah, we'll take that.
But considering he's playing his 50th game tonight against the Eels, he's won two premierships, he's played in a few grand finals. He's played for his country. He's pretty much done everything you can in the game, and he's looking forward to another big year. He also said that he's got a few things still to tick off on his bucket list. He'd really love to play for New South Wales. That's the next one, and if he keeps up his form and stays injury-free, I can't see why that doesn't happen. And I also spoke with Moses Leota about his 150th game the other day. Now, he started his career a bit slowly. It took a while for him to get going, and now he's one of the top props in the game, along with James Fisher-Harris. And three premierships later, and he's over the moon. The club basically saved him in a way. He was a young guy coming through the grades, working as a brickies labourer. He hated it. It was an awful pre-season. And they found him a job as a car detailer at Volvo, and that sort of made him, you know, a bit more comfortable, a bit more happy, and things like that. So he's loving life at the moment as well.
Well, I've always been with you, Moses.
Big fan.
Let's look at some stats around Penrith and Eels. Did you know that Penrith and Parramatta, this is actually Penrith's first ever game in 1967. A lot of people, of course, think, you know, you get a round one and there's games against the Dogs and the Dragons, but there's a pre-season match that Penrith actually played in 1967, and Penrith won 6-5.
Oh, there you go.
Believe it or not, pre-season cup in 1967.
I wonder if any of our listeners was at that game. Do we know where it was held at? Or?
That one was at Cumberland Oval.
Well, they could have been.
Yeah, so they could have. And in fact, for a pre-season game, a crowd of 7,404. Turned out to see that one. But look, over the years, of course, Penrith and Parramatta have had this great rivalry. Now, in fact, Penrith have played Parramatta more than any other team, 109 times in history, 46 wins for Penrith, 62 for Parramatta, and there has been one draw. Now, things have been a little bit more even since the formation of the NRL in 1998. They've played 51 times. Penrith have had 26 wins and Parramatta 25. So things have been a bit more even in recent times. And of course, this rivalry, I wrote during the week, and I got a little bit of criticism for it, that I thought this rivalry has been a little bit manufactured over the years, because it's not like Penrith and Parramatta had great battles through the 70s and 80s and even 90s and early 2000s, because they were in very different spots on the ladder at different times. They were rarely competing with each other in big games. I think the rivalry really has just been this last 4 or 5 years when it's really stepped up.
Well, yeah, I guess when both teams have been pretty good as well, the battles have been excellent, and I expect another close one tomorrow night, that's for sure, and a big crowd like always. There's always seems to be a lot more Parramatta fans than Panthers fans, but maybe this year Panther fans might be a bit more louder.
Let's hope so. All right, where are you watching the game?
I'll be watching it in the Western Grandstand, back row in front of the media box with my uncle Peter Lang.
All right, well, I'll be also in the back row of the Western Grandstand.
I'll be
a few seats down. checking in on Ivan Cleary, giving him a health check.
Yes, you sit directly in front of Ivan's box.
I do. I'll give him a health check if if we do go none from two tonight. All right, let's talk final predictions. I actually think this will be a close game, but I've got Penrith pulling away late. I just think they've got too much class with Mitch Kenny back at hooker and Scott Sorensen back in the team as well. This is pretty much the best Penrith team we could field. And yes. I think they win by about 8 or 10 points tonight.
I think they win as well. I think it'll also be close. I hope Penrith get off to a good start and stay, you know, in front for most of the game. And I've got Penrith winning by 6.
All right. Well, it's Panthers Eels tonight. Scott McRae is about to ring the siren on us.
There you go, Scotty.
Good to have you back. Scott McRae will ring the siren on us. 8 o'clock tonight. It's on Fox League. It's on Channel 9. It's on 2GB. It's on the ABC and a million other places as well. Enjoy your footy. Thank you, Nathan.
Good luck, Panthers.
Go the Panthers.